USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to approve the stopgap bill to fund the government through mid-February.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The bill immediately went to the Senate and passed 69-28. The stopgap spending bill avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. Hawaii became on Thursday the fifth state to confirm the Omicron variant after New York announced five new cases earlier in the day. In Hawaii, the variant was found in an unvaccinated Oahu resident. As the White House pushes to vote against reimposing sanctions on the Russian-backed natural gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, it's been revealed Nord Stream 2 lobbyists made maximum campaign contributions this year to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrat lawmakers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Strange things were afoot at the United Nations in New York Thursday.
A standoff with police in Lower Manhattan leads to a man eventually surrendering, but not before he put a shotgun up to his neck while outside the United Nations, demanding that a bunch of paperwork he had with him be delivered inside to United Nations officials. A New York police negotiator worked things out, and the man laid down his weapon once the negotiators agreed to deliver the paperwork, but as for what it was,
they didn't have any specific meaning that was related to anything related to terrorism. They were medical papers and some other documents.
And the New York First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker there says they did end up taking the man into custody and they took him to a hospital for mental evaluation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Oregon are offering cash to locate the person or persons responsible for poisoning eight wolves in the eastern part of the state earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Whatever happened to the Hunter Biden laptop story? The laptop was forfeited to a Delaware computer repair shop just before the 2020 presidential election. Copies of the hard drive were given to the FBI, and the Department of Justice assured Americans it would be investigated. The explosive emails allegedly show candidate Biden was not truthful when he says he had no idea about Hunter's overseas business dealings, and Biden could be compromised with foreign nationals. Social media fact-checkers blocked the story, some assume because it could have cost the Democrat president his victory. Journalist with The Federalist, Eddie Scarry, was on Fox News early Friday morning with his take.
Yeah, America's favorite son in the news again. The story has kind of developed from being about Hunter Biden being this embarrassing, this embarrassment to his family, to his father, Joe Biden, with the pictures of the seedy hotels, the drugs, the hookers, and to being one about really what does implicate his father in foreign interests. And what we see is that there were these foreign actors that then went on to raise money for Joe Biden for political purposes, and I guess that you would then say in a nutshell that this shows Joe Biden to be the word globalist. So when we talk about what globalists are, and it's someone who puts their own profit, their own interests, their own power seeking ahead of the country, ahead of the interests of their fellow citizens. That's what the Hunter Biden story has developed. It went from him just being an embarrassment to now exposing to how his father operates, how he puts his own interests ahead of the country's.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.